Have you ever listened closely? Some reverberations made passing cars. Have you ever sent me sleeping despite having every reason in the world to stay awake? Is there any more licorice left? Is it twisted and knotted, flat and smooth? Is the canary still speak your name? Should be what? 13 now? 13? I suppose she's probably not around any longer. But then again, I have no awareness when it comes to my feathered friend. Slide-winded. Broken. Hemorrhagic shard of spatial inequity combing up your prism and denting each of its steps. Higher, 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 until the air invokes martial law, changing the pigmentation of your life. Flittering free, the siphon speech softly beats down, glossing the battering rim that's become your home. I don't know about you. I don't know about me. Now, adjustment, accommodate, filament, insinuation of a charcoal spear destined to beg, faded to thread, D inches short. So the archangels can land safely without worrying about the tendrils that frequently smother fully, completely. Have you, be honest, have you ever abandoned something and later justified your actions with declarative sentences, such as the object being arbitrary? Have you ever invented something really change the world, yet for whatever reason you just kept to yourself? Are you listening? Have you been? Of course you have. What else is there to do in such a place with such a view? Alone, yet far from lonely. Lonely, yet far from alone. You just have to know where those triggers are.